The plan was crafted by a 37-member task force representing healthcare, labor, business, insurance, and education. The reform plan has three goals: to provide universal coverage, high-quality care, and to contain medical costs. Under the proposal, there would be a standard health benefits plan. Additional benefits beyond the standard plan would be taxable compensation. That's a measure designed to discourage costly and unneeded coverage. Task Force Chair Dr. Robert Phillips says the days of anything-goes medical care are over.
The notion that we can have everything we want, no matter what the cost, is passé. It's not practical in both the political, financial environment that we live in.
The proposal would also identify where there could be cost sharing. John Patchett from the Wisconsin Medical Society says that means some consumers who pay nothing or very little for health care coverage would be expected to chip in more.
Perhaps there are large groups in this state that don't contribute what they should compared to a lot of the rest of us, and state employees are frankly one of those groups.
The reform plan also includes purchasing pools for prescription drugs. That's an idea already supported by Governor Jim Doyle. Task Force member Al Jacobs is director of the Wisconsin Education Association Trust. He says the plan would allow school districts to negotiate health benefit packages that offer choice but also contain costs.
I'm interested in seeing the state of Wisconsin lead the nation.
The Medical Society says it's going public with the ideas to get people talking about how to address skyrocketing medical costs, at the same time giving policymakers specific ways to go about it. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.